Welcome to the Rebecca Cross Stepping into Greatness podcast, episode 8. My name is Rebecca Cross and I am a business success and motivational strategist. I work with aspiring female entrepreneurs who are ready to be held accountable and to be motivated to step into their greatness whilst working with high ticket clients. This is where you can listen to some of the most inspirational women around the world who are on that journey of making their dreams a reality and continue to do so at every level. We talk about mindset in adversity, entrepreneurial success as a woman and for some as a mum, but most of all, we talk about how anything is possible. And today, I have the exciting Sarah Marie Liddell, who teaches and coaches people how to create relationships they love and master slow pleasure, self-love, have sex more, and increase confidence. And as I said, Sarah, before we started, I'm sure my husband would love to listen to this podcast. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Rebecca. It's really good to connect and I'm excited to share some tips with your audience today.
Oh, I am too. I think this is going to be a really interesting topic because I think it's really important because I see it as more of it's part of your happiness as well. And when you're happy, that has a ripple effect on the rest of your life, especially in business. So tell me, how to start from the beginning, what's your story to be able to be doing what you're doing now, helping the people you help in this area?
Yeah, so my story is really, really quite long. The big picture is 13 years ago, probably about 14 or 15 years ago now, I studied a diploma in life coaching and I got into coaching quite early on before it was popular, you know. So I've been a coach for, you know, over a decade, but in regards to sex, self-love, sexuality, sensuality, pleasure, that only came on very, very recently, last year, in fact. Now, it came on due to, I was working in law and I had my business on the side. And what happened was I started to get really, really sick. And I had chronic migraines. I got really bad acne rosacea. And I was in and out of the doctors and they couldn't help me. And it was a nightmare because I was constantly sick, constantly going for checkups and scans and thinking that some terrible things were wrong with me. And I lost touch with my lover. I fell into, you know, a really depressed state and I was very anxious as well. And it was very stressful. It was a very difficult time for me. And one day my partner was just looking online and he came across a post explaining about breast implant illness. And I'd never heard of this concept of breast implant illness. And I kind of disregarded it a little bit. I thought it was just a bit airy fairy. But then, you know, being so sick for so long, I decided to eventually look into it. And it was interesting because all of the symptoms were symptoms that I had. So I decided and through a bit of a miracle, actually, I had my breast implants taken out. Mm. And everything changed like in an instant. So I'm not sure whether it's the breast implants, but me getting better does correlate with having them taken out. And on my journey of healing as a result of having them taken out, and even prior when I was sick all the time, I started on a path of slow pleasure, of healing, of reconnecting with my body, reconnecting eventually with my lover, reconnecting with my sexuality, healing my shadow side, and working with slow pleasure on a daily basis and making it a philosophy, a way of life. And then I began building my business based on this as well. So it's been a gradual unfoldment and it's been completely organic and natural and I haven't forced anything. And I think that says something. There's something quite special about it.
So from the moment you started the business, what are your clients, what are the kind of people that do you work with?
Yeah, sure.
Backgrounds to how you help them within this area?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I don't have a website. I don't do at the moment any traditional marketing methods. most of my clients come to me via referral.
Right.
So they have been referred on to me by a friend or a colleague or a peer, or they've seen some of my work. And it's different for everybody. It really is. I've got clients at the moment who are stay-at-home mums.
Yeah.
And then I've also got clients who are single.
Yeah.
So everybody's going through their own journey, and everybody is at different phases of their journey as well. But there's always, you know, some underlying principles and correlations that come together and sort of unify my work.
So what? So can you give the audience an example of, just so they can have an idea of more of what kind of problem somebody may have, of what you kind of help with? If there's an example you can give, just so they can have a bit more of an understanding of, oh, actually, I see now, maybe that's, you know, I could contact you about that.
Yeah, sure. That's a good question. It's funny because a lot of the times people don't think pleasure and self-love and sex correlate with their problem.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it does. And in fact, your business and your sex life are directly related. And so most of the time, women do come to me because something is lacking, or something's not moving, or they feel stuck or stagnant, or they know they have a voice that they want to share with the world, you know, in their business or in the bedroom, you know, but they can't get there, and they just feel really stuck and stagnant in their past self. And in this society, we've been taught to struggle and push and pull and work really hard. And a lot of people have been doing that a lot. And a lot of people, as a result of doing that, are ending up really sick, are ending up really stressed, are ending up really unhappy, very deeply unhappy. And I help those people to get into a place of pleasure, to live from the philosophy of every day can be beautiful, every day can be enjoyable and happy and fulfilled and rich. And so it really is about, at the end of the day, the underlying message is always about, you know, pleasure and moving from this place of struggle and hustle and hardship and, you know, lack of love and lack of passion and desire to this place of pure pleasure in all areas of one's life.
So when you had your breast implants removed, was that when you started reconnecting with your body, with on the sexual side, with everything, reconnecting? Is that when you found, you know, everything else around you, feeling that love, everything was working out around you, if you like? You were attracting the business that you've now got, you're attracting the clients that were coming, because I always feel that when you love yourself and you love the people around you, you love the universe, however you are spiritual on that spiritual level, I do feel you attract more of what you are feeling within, you attract more of. So is that the kind of angle you come from? In fact, I'm trying to think of the right word, you know, where you're coming from, you're working with people to get to that level of how they love themselves and others.
Yeah, well, for me, like, a lot of the work initially when I had my implants in was about simplifying and decluttering and moving through, you know, limiting beliefs and working with my subconscious. And a lot of the initial work and a lot of the initial work with clients is really about clearing out the things that don't help or serve them. It's really about the deep inner work. And so when I work with a lot of my clients, one day we might do a guided visualization to help them. Like earlier, I did a guided visualization to help my client to connect with her inner lover, because we are both the lover and the beloved. We can both give ourselves that love and receive our own love. So sometimes it's such things as like a visualization. Other times it's homework, like a self-pleasure ritual or a pleasure ritual with your husband or your lover. Other times it's simply helping my clients to slow down in their business and to stop running around trying to make things fit into place and just allow things to unfold naturally.
Yeah.
So it's really quite complicated, the topic of pleasure and self-love and sex. So I do draw upon a lot of different tools, and it just depends on the client at the time.
So if somebody was out there listening now and they were trying to think, do I need some help with how I'm feeling? Or, you know, because we're talking, most of our audience will be women who are female entrepreneurs or women who are looking to go into business. But for some reason, there's always a blockage somewhere, be that a money blockage or be it another kind of blockage. And it's just identifying what kind of blockage may it be that they think, actually, maybe Sarah can help. Is it what kind of, if you've got any kind of signs that you feel maybe it's worth getting in contact with you if you're feeling like X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I am. I totally get that. I'm very intuitive, and I think this is why a lot of my clients are referral.
Yeah,
it's they just have that full body. Yes, I need to work with someone, or even it's not a full body. Yes, it's just a little sight of curiosity. And in which case, I will be happy to jump on a call with them and just have a chat. And look, sometimes I've said, you know, I don't actually think I'm the best person for you, the best coach. I think this person would be a really good fit. But more often than not, if they feel like a little bit drawn to me, they've got a block and they feel curious, definitely go and like scroll and check me out on Instagram and snoop on me and check out my stuff. And if I feel good, if it feels good, that's a sure sign to reach out and connect.
Yeah, that's great advice, actually. That's really great. I think that's great advice for anyone who's looking into anyone, if you get that instinct of draw to them, isn't it? So when you're talking about, you know, you've been a life coach as well and your journey, what's your biggest struggle that you've probably had on this entrepreneurial journey now, even with this business that you say you don't really do any traditional marketing, you know, it is all referrals. Is there anything you can give a message out there for any struggle that you've had that you've overcome while you're building your businesses?
Yeah, I love that. You know what? The thing is, like, we're always going to have problems, you know.
Yeah.
This is part of being human, right? So there's always going to be problems, even when you are in a place of pleasure, like myself, and you're building your business from a really healthy, whole, loving space. There's still going to be problems that emerge, you know. We're human, so let's not deny the dark. Look, lately it's been because my business has exploded quite rapidly. It's been a place where I need to come back to my pleasure place, and I need to keep reconnecting with myself to make sure that I'm acting in a loving manner, that I'm enjoying myself, that it feels good. So at the moment, that's one of the things that I'm working on, is that constant balance. You know, even when I'm in a busy day and I'm between dropping my child off at daycare, in between coaching calls, podcast interviews, social media, etc., like coming back to this pleasure place.
Yeah.
As well, I think one of the big things that a lot of people encounter, a lot of my clients certainly encounter this, is when they work with me and they start on this path, they're changing as people, and they have to be compassionate, because oftentimes, you know, you're not in isolation. They may have a partner that they have to also help guide with some of these sexual healing tools and self-love rituals, because we're not taught to be good lovers. Mm. We're not taught to be, you know, to have really good sex. It's something that you need to learn, that you need to develop, that you need to connect with yourself. So, yes, I work with my clients to help them to change, but then they need to help their partners to also change and evolve as well to keep that healthy relationship happening.
And that's quite hard work, isn't it? I mean, even being married, being with a lover in a relationship is hard work, isn't it? So it must be, I think it's quite inspiring that people take on that change, are willing to do that, is in itself inspirational to realize, you know what, I want to work at this and learn these new things that we don't really talk enough about.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's amazing. So what is, I've got two questions before we finish up, but one is, what piece of guidance would you give to the audience now who are listening to this episode that you'd like them to kind of take note and think about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so much guidance that I could give, and you know, I'm going to say this knowing that it's going to hit the right ears and the right people will take action on it, but there's absolutely a different way to live. You don't need to live in this place of speed, of goal, achievement, acquirement. You can slow down. You can enjoy this day. You can do the things that you're passionate about and only those things. You can absolutely live from a place of slow pleasure.
I think I'm going to listen to that those words today, Sarah, because I definitely need to. I actually really need to listen to that myself. We live in such a busy world, and some of us have so many businesses or children, and I think we forget exactly what you just said then. You know what? Just be in the present right now and enjoy with what you've got. And it's so true. And when you hear you just say that, it even makes me think, God, I'm going to have an awesome day today because I'm going to really live into what I love doing. So my last question before we finish up, and after this question, I'd love you to just share how people can contact you, because I think the people benefit hugely if they spoke to you. What is your life mission, if you have one? You know, where's your destination? What journey are you on right now?
Yeah, I love that. That's such a good question. These are all really good questions, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Good. My mission is to spread love. And I don't think I can think of a more noble cause than spreading love, self-love, love between partners, love between a mother and her daughter, a mother and her mum, just spreading love. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh God, I'm reading a book at the moment. I forgot what it's called now, because that's typical. And it's all about love in terms of not just necessarily between each other, but everything you do, love, you know, from the bottom up, there's feeling, which is why it's so apt that I'm speaking to you today, and it's really amazing. So if anybody has this kind of feeling in them at the moment, what we've talked about, and it's calling out to them in some way, listen to this episode, and they want to contact you or just find out a little bit more about what you do, how can they contact you? Is it through Instagram? What's your links that would be best to speak to you?
Yeah, so Instagram is definitely my place, my social media outlet of choice. I love the gram, so they can come on over to Sarah Marie Little. And also, you know, I have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. They're more than welcome to come on over. My Facebook page is Sarah Marie Little. And just send me an email, send me a message, just say hello. Even if you don't know what you want to say, I find a lot of people struggle to put their feelings and thoughts when they're in a transition into words. So just say, hey, I saw the podcast interview with Rebecca, and just blurt out whatever you like. You know, I'm not judgmental. I'm open. I'm really, you know, flexible. So yeah, just reach out.
That's brilliant. And I will take Sarah's links, which I'll put on the introduction of the podcast, so they can see all the links they can access to. So I'll get those from you when we finish this episode. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you. I really enjoyed this. It's been really lovely. And I think you've just said some amazing stuff that even myself personally, I feel I was meant to speak to you this morning, because I think I'm gonna have an awesome day today. Now I know I am. I really love it. So guys, I will be back next week with speaking to another amazing lady, but until then, have a great week. And Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.